studio ocean, you jarda.
Trippy.
Faster than an El Camino in Buri. More powerful than a big nose hit of a patchouli oil. More snap than a junior high locker room. With the aroma to match. Here they are, with the show of your dreams.
Yeah, your nightmares.
Yeah.
Oh, my good
God, what is going on?
Yeah, I know, Hugh, thanks.
Wow, the house of inner sanctum.
Yeah. Wow, cool. That was trippy. Hey, far out.
That was far out.
Yeah. You know, the Pope, when I was in New York City, the Pope was there. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. He came in. It was really strange because, you know, the limos in that go out to JFK where he landed, some of those limos are really, really super. They're not like the limos in Seattle. They're longer, and some of the limo drivers hop them up. And this particular limo that picked up the Pope to bring him into his hotel just had a monster engine in it. Most of the money was put into the engine. It was tremendously fast, and the Pope was way in the back, and the limo driver was rolling through traffic pretty good, and the Pope said, you know, this is very unusual, and I don't even have a license, but I'm so impressed with your limo because it has so much power, I'd love to drive it.
Well, who wouldn't?
And so the limo driver got in the back, and the Pope was up in front driving, and he was really having a great time. He was turning all over the highway,
right,
and he was pulled over by a New York State patrolman. And the Pope rolled the window down, and he said, excuse me, just a second, Your Excellency. And he went back He said, Your Holy Highness.
Your Excellency, yes.
He said, excuse me, Your Holy Highness.
Well, you wouldn't say Holy Highness.
And he didn't know what to do. It was the Pope.
Well, sure, and it was just a cop, right. Probably an Irish cop.
It was a motorcycle cop.
Irish Catholic cop.
And he went back to his motorcycle, and he radioed in. And they said, what's the problem, officer?
Right.
And he said, well, I don't know what to do. He said, I just pulled somebody over, and I don't know if I should give them a ticket or not. They're very important. They said, what is it? Is it Bloomfield? Is it the governor? No, bigger than that.
Mm.
Well, it's not Bush. It's not the president. He's not in town. No, bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, who is it? He said, I don't have any idea who it is, but the Pope's driving him around.
Come on, this is no damn laughing
matter. Oh, that's sacrilege right there. That's blasphemy. That was a hell of a long story, but I loved every word of it.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of fancy talk, if I may say so.
Yeah, you think so?
I don't know. I'll check with somebody here shortly, but not right now.
No, check with them now, damn it.
You want me to check with them now?
If you tell me it was fancy talk, well, then you better damn well check.
It's like you say something, and I can't help it. I think that it's pretty, you know, a pretty word. It's kind of a fancy talk thing.
You better check.
Hang on. I'm not leaving now until I find out whether that was indeed fancy talk or not.
Howdy, this is Steve Allen.
Hi,
you know,
Steve.
In the entertainment business, timing is everything.
Let's enjoy an intermission.
No fancy lady, huh?
Well, you never know.
Yeah,
I could come
nice
up.
To see, nice to see you sweat.
I'm not going to go into the commercial break until I find what I'm looking for. And that's just that. Mm. So we're going to be here for a while. You might as well promote what's coming up.
No, I'm not going to help you.
Yes, you are.
No, I like
hell
to see
you're
it.
Not.
I love to see you sweat. You just sit there and sweat. It's like a nightmare. You've had dreams like this, haven't you?
Well, how can this be?
And now the dream has come true.
How can this be? This is insane.
Mm.
How can this happen so quickly?
I'm sorry you lost your little lady there.
All right.
But you did.
No, no. Because you know who always has backup? And that would be me.
You're a fancy boy, aren't you, Johnny? Use another one of your pretty words, Johnny boy. Aye, is it frisky, Johnny boy?
Huh?
Mm.
Huh?
Mm. I'm going.
Hey, Robin and Mayor, this is Jerry Seinfeld. Why don't you do us all a favor and oversleep tomorrow?
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
I'm young and I love to be young. I'm free and I love to be free.
God, you scare me.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
The window down and he said, excuse me, just a second, Your Excellency. And he went back to the...
He said what?
Said, excuse me, Your Excellency. He said, excuse me, Your Holy Highness.
You talk too much.